stand by. Good day, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, IBM Maximo 7.1 Asset Management Essentials Conference Call. If you are having technical difficulties with e-meeting, you may email or you may same time Sarah Molnar. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Tom Davis. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Tom Davis, your worldwide business partner, lead for the asset management portfolio, which includes Maximo Asset Management, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Service Request Manager, and, of course, Maximo Essentials. Joining me today is Dave Calvert, who is the product manager for Maximo Essentials, as well as some of our industry solutions, as well as Dan Matlis, who is the worldwide marketing manager for Maximo Essentials. So we've got a good crew here for you. First of all, I'd really like to tell you we are very excited here, and partners have told us they're excited about what we're introducing today for a couple of reasons, one of which is that you've been asking for this, and you have given us input as we went along. We did several work sessions with probably some of the partners on this call, with our customers and your customers, as well as the IBM direct sales force to say, can we sell this? Does this meet the market need? And we've gotten very positive feedback. So we hope it continues to hit the mark for you and we get some good early traction. The other good news, I think, is that for you partners, you are the primary channel, route to market for Maximo Essentials, both to sell and implement. It is a solution. It is focused on the general business customer. IBM used to call the small, medium business part customer, as well as the opportunity to sell it in if you've got a departmental solution need as a foot in the door and then an expansion point into the rest of the enterprise. Let me ask you for a few things as we go through this presentation and have a call to action going forward. I'd like you to look at your customer pipeline, the opportunities you have now that you're working and the potential ones coming up. And where appropriate, and I can't underline that enough, bring Essentials forward as the appropriate solution. It'll allow us to gain more opportunities, close more deals, and really make sure that market we weren't quite addressing as well, that being general business market, we start to get more and more and more traction and penetration. Second thing I'd ask you is, although we've got a short window of about 6 weeks left in the quarter, once we announce it next week and make it available, we'd like you to try to close some business. Just do one deal. I'd like to get really early market traction on this with references and really some testimonials that say we're getting traction in this market and customers are voting with their dollars. Third is the thing I'd like to emphasize is I'd like you to continue to lead with the full Maximo enterprise solution. And then from there, if it doesn't seem to be a fit, make sure that you quickly bring in Maximo Essentials so we don't lose that opportunity. But we really want to ensure we do not cannibalize and erode the Maximo Asset Management enterprise solution. Once again, if it's the right fit, go with it. But we really want to make sure we exploit the larger opportunity of Maximo Asset Management because of the opportunity, one, to have better relations, larger value to your customer set, as well as increase your software sale size and your implementation dollars by making more of an impact in the business with some of the real enhanced features in version 7. At this point, I'd like to pass it to Dan Matlis to take us through his piece.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen to our presentation today on Maximo Asset Management Essentials. As Tom mentioned, this is an offering for the general business or the small and mid-sized market. To give you a little bit of an agenda, I'll be talking about the market overview. Then I'll turn it over to Dave Calvert to dive into the product a little bit more. I'll then come back and talk about packaging, and Tom will also chime in around the opportunities and how we're bringing the product to market. After the presentation, we'll open it up to Q&A, and you'll be able to ask us any questions that you might have. So as we move into slide number three, I wanted to give you an idea of the intent. What was the objective for Maximo Asset Management Essentials? And really, the primary objective is to introduce a new Maximo EIM package aimed at what we call the general business or the small and mid-sized business market. And we might use those words interchangeably. IBM calls it general business. Outside, it's often referred to as SMB or small and mid-sized. So you might hear those words interchangeably. So the goal here was to address an untapped general business market opportunity for IBM. We wanted to provide a competitive offering to regain Maximo's market position in the general business. As Tom mentioned, one critical point here, and you'll hear it repeated throughout the presentation, is the fact that we want to prevent cannibalization or cutting into our enterprise sales. The objective here is not to give clients a cheap product, but really to give the right client an appropriate level of functionality at a commensurate price. So we segmented the general business, and we've addressed some of those restrictions in order to have the right fit for the right market. As far as the going-to-market, this will be implemented primarily through channel partners, that's most of you. And another key objective was a sharp focus on simplicity. So we have, as you'll see later on, straightforward packaging. We only have it available as a registered user, so there's a single license type that you can purchase. And also, there's no new functionality. This is really a subset of Maximo Asset Management's extensive functionality, and we'll talk about that as well. The other objective was obviously to leverage Maximo's architecture to meet the needs of our general business customers and to enable future enterprise upsells as the company grows, because ultimately small business will hopefully become large businesses and they will need more functionality. So we wanted to leverage that. And the other piece is Essentials might be a viable option for a departmental type sale in order to permit what's called the seed and grow strategy. So maybe there's a small department or a small plant within a larger organization that needs some of the functionality that we make available. But this will enable you in the future, again, to go for additional sales and additional revenue. So the first few slides are around the overall Maximo Asset Management messaging and portfolio, because as we discussed, Essentials is a subset of the overall asset management functionality, so many of the messages apply, and the Essentials messaging gets layered on top of the enterprise type or the general asset management messaging, because as we discussed, it's a it just provides the appropriate level of functionality. So the key issues or the key ideas around the IBM Maximo Asset Management product portfolio is that it provides rich capabilities for managing all assets that a business requires. It allows organizations to manage critical assets using a single platform, to be able to manage critical assets throughout the life cycle, prioritize their asset management initiatives, be able to achieve more efficient operations, and this is critical today with financial constraints that many of our clients are facing. So being able to do more with the equipment that they have and improve inventory and procurement management, and finally to implement all of this and the business practices in one single platform and repository. As we move into slide number five, the key message here applies just as well to the full-blown product, but especially well to our Essentials product. The idea is clients shouldn't have to settle for second best because they're a small company. One of the key messages here is our product has been 11 times since 1998 in Gartner's Magic Quadrant as the leader in EIM. And what we are doing is now making available that vision, that leadership position to small and mid-sized businesses and the general business. So what are the challenges that customers are facing? Obviously, total cost of ownership. We want to improve total cost of ownership for the equipment that they have. increase efficiency, and that's obviously critical. Shifting from a proactive maintenance approach or a firefighting approach to so that we can do more proactive and more predictive maintenance as opposed to the reactive approach that many of our clients take today. We want to have more visibility and control, or our clients want to have more visibility and control into their assets and the health of their assets, how they're managing, eliminating the paperwork and standalone systems in a single platform and solution, and to address the financial pressures that we discussed earlier. So these could be broken down into three key areas, the first one being visibility, so that we can manage the critical assets using the single platform. We want to maximize that asset ROI and having more proactive management. We want to increase their asset longevity so that obviously, again, as the financial pressures continue, they can get more out of what they have. And we want to reduce asset downtime because, again, that really hits the bottom line. The more that an asset is up and running, doing what it's supposed to do, the more efficient and the more profits a customer can get out of the same investment. The next idea is around control and governing assets. So, again, reducing downtime is critical here. Improving cash flow by improving spare part inventory and procurement management becomes critical. Be able to achieve more efficient workforce with optimization of resources and being able to plan. And finally, the issue or the point around automation and building agility into the operations. By having enhanced capabilities to define automated business processes, activities, and tasks, be able to manage critical assets using the single platform. And here's a key point which we'll touch about in the future is really the idea of future-proofing the investment. Because of the standards that the platform is developed on, and specifically because the Essentials product is built on the same architecture and platform as the full-blown Enterprise product, really the upgrade path is transparent. And we'll talk that a little bit more towards the end of the presentation. In slide number 10, a little bit of a high level around the challenges and opportunities, and we discussed these in some detail. So let's jump into slide number 11, which really gets to the meat of what is IBM Maximo's Asset Management Essentials. So Essentials is an entry-level member of the IBM Maximo Asset Management product family. It's ideal for smaller organizations that require a subset of the extensive range of features that we have available in the full enterprise product. And with Essentials, smaller organizations can take advantage of Maximo's proven technology at a competitive cost. So again, the not having to settle for second best is a key message here. Let me give you a brief overview of what it is. We want to enable smaller organizations and departments to take advantage of Maximo's proven asset and work management solutions so that they can gain insight across their assets, conditions, and work processes, and so on. We want to be able to provide them with a comprehensive work management solution for planned and updated activities, including both long-term and short-term planning, and really moving to more of a preventive and proactive approach to maintenance. We allow them to have to plan inventory so that they can better meet maintenance demands, and really having the right parts available at the right time in the right location by reducing inventory stocks, obviously improving the cash flow, and also being able to manage their vendors' contracts with comprehensive contract management and so on. And one of the reasons that you're seeing this level of organization or functionality is the fact that we talked to partners. We had many discussions with a number of partners around the world. We spoke to our internal salespeople. We spoke to customers around what are the primary needs. And what we heard was that smaller organizations need much the same core functionality that large organizations need. They may not need the same depth and the same level, but they need to include some of the basic functionality, and Dave will go into that in a little more detail. So let's talk about the specific messaging and the target markets here. There are two potential audiences, as we discussed earlier. First, target organizations having basic EAM functionality needs for the long term. So these are small companies or organizations that will continue to be on the small and mid-size market for the time to go. And the second target are organizations that are looking to grow their maximal footprint in the future. So this is where departmental sales to be upgraded to the full enterprise product are an opportunity, and also small organizations that will outgrow the limitations of the product in the future. Now, one thing that is critical to mention is that this messaging needs to be layered on top of the full EAM messaging that we discussed before. So what are the business benefits? We want to maximize asset return on investment by proactively manage their assets. We want to be able to make the proven maximal asset management platform available to small and mid-sized organizations. We want to manage critical assets using a single platform to leverage common business practices in a single repository. Because even if you are a small company, you'll probably have many of the same type of issues that larger organizations do. You may be managing these with Excel spreadsheets or Access databases or paper logbooks, which really don't allow you to have the depth of knowledge that you require. We provide proven asset and work management solutions to meet the need of SMB customers. And here's two critical ideas for SMB customers. One is our product. By investing in our product, we are basically future-proofing their investment, because you can leverage the industry solution, or you can leverage the maximal architecture and leadership position as you move forward. And it's not a throwaway product. Many of the niche players or of the regional players in the market really offer a limited set of functionality beyond which you cannot really grow. So as the organization grows, that investment gets thrown away in favor of our full enterprise product. And what we're offering here is the flexibility to grow as their business grows, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Overall, we want to lower their total cost of ownership, as I discussed, by eliminating paper systems and standalone applications and Excel spreadsheets and databases and so on. Increase asset longevity. We want to reduce asset downtime to boost their reliability and increase profits. And improve their cash flow by streamlining spare part inventory and procurement management. And overall, achieve a more efficient workforce and work optimization and resource management. So with that, I will turn it over to Dave Calvert to talk about the product overview. Dave?
Thanks very much, Dan. Let's get down into some details about what's actually in Essentials. As this first graphic alludes to, this is just the general basic functional areas that are included in the product. And I want to drive home the point that clearly the product is designed and constrained, we'll talk more about that later, to satisfy the needs of organizations that that are small and mid-sized and as well single-site and/or departments. So When we talked to the partners and sales reps, et cetera, it was a no-brainer that the asset management portion would be included, of course. Then they told us that inventory and procurement, again, as Dan had mentioned earlier, it's one of those areas that are critically important to small and large organizations. So we quickly made plans to include that in the product. And then they also told us, well, if you're going to include inventory procurement, don't even think of doing it without contract management. So that was included as well. And as a logical fit with all of those components would be work management. Here's a little more comprehensive view of what's included in the product. For those of you that know Maximo, you'll probably be able to pick out the differences, but if I go through each one in a little bit of detail. For asset management, we because it is an asset management product, we clearly need the ability to capture asset-related information tie assets to locations, establish hierarchies, and capture that detail relative to the job that these assets perform within these locations at organizations. And again, regardless of whether you're a small or large organization, you need to be able to do that, and we've provided that capability. In addition, all of the failure code functionality that your customer is seeing would be included as well, so that you'd be able to carry out your fault analysis as you have before. And meters and meter groups are included as well, because large or small organizations, meters are often a critical part of your asset management and maintenance activity. In the work management side, all of the, again, traditional applications that you've grown to know and love are included. Work order tracking, the ability to capture information, feedback information quickly in the form of quick reporting, labor reporting, assignment manager for managing your resource levels, activities and tasks, et cetera, on down the line. Again, all of the critical elements that are required by large and small organizations in terms of work management. Well, materials, as I mentioned on the previous slide, we were basically instructed from the interview process to include inventory management. So all aspects of inventory and the next column, procurement management, were included in the product with no limitations in that area. Contract management, again, we were directed to definitely include it in the overall product. Certainly had no problem with it. So all aspects of contracts that you're familiar with would be included as well. Now, in the service management portion, we really didn't want to shut the door on the ability for end users to be able to submit service requests and view their own service requests, the self-service service requests, and be able to interface with those responding to those service requests. So that aspect of service management is all included, as is ticket templates and activities and tasks. Now, rest assured that that all aspects of regular Maximo relative to KPIs reporting are provided in Asset Management Essentials as well, as are all aspects of security and administration. And the product as a whole, of course, is leveraging the service-oriented architecture platform that has lent itself to Maximo's success over the years. The available options that come with or that are available to be purchased in addition with Maximo Asset Management Essentials are the generic Maximo Enterprise Adapter, because we had to work on ways in which to differentiate the Essentials product from the Enterprise product, and the ability to integrate with other products was viewed as one of those ways. So the Oracle and SAP adapters are not options in any way, shape, or form for the Essentials product, but the generic Enterprise adapter is an option that can be leveraged by small and medium-sized organizations. As well, we included the option for them to bring on board our mobile products, mobile work manager, as well as inventory manager, and in addition to that, the adapter for Microsoft Project. As we move on to slide 18, I'll just cover off a couple of the characteristics of Maximo Essentials, and these are, as I stated before, they are also characteristics of the base Maximo 7.1 product as well. So you see the Start Center up in front of you, and just like regular Maximo and version 6 of Maximo, Start Center is a key part of how a customer is going to implement the product. And the customers that really get Maximo humming are the ones that step back and take a real good look at the roles that their users are occupying and tailor these Start Centers to meet the needs, the specific needs of those roles, and leverage the push versus pull aspect of information being delivered to those users. slide 19 relates to warranty contracts, just one of the types of contracts that are available, Maximo Essentials, and not really much more to say about that, just that contracts was voiced and viewed and heard to be a critical component of the Essentials product. Slide 20 talks about job plans. One of the enhancements to Maximo 7.1 as a whole, not just Essentials, is the ability to nest job plans. So the no longer will the need to re-enter subset aspects of other job plans into new job plans that reference the same details that are found in others. So you'll be able to nest them. And as well, the automated flow control will enable you to identify tasks that are successors to predecessors. So the predecessor has to reach a certain status in order for the successor to be started. So if flow control is enabled, it really allows organizations to take to the next level the ability to control who's getting told to do what when, because ultimately this would easily have an effect on the information that's delivered at a user start center. Slide 21 talks about another change in Maximo, multiple assets and locations on work orders. It's been a request for years that we were able to get into the 7.1 product, and it's in base products as well as Essentials. And possibly one of the most significant changes that have been imposed on Maximo as a whole is the Configuration Manager. Because now what Configuration Manager brings to the table is the ability to go ahead and carry out your database configuration changes and your UI configuration changes and capture those changes and package them and migrate them from one environment to another. So in this graphic, it illustrates how we might go ahead and develop the application to meet the customer's specific needs and then package those configuration changes, migrate them to the test side. And from that test side, once testing is all completed, then you're free to deploy it as required within an organization. With organizations using Maximo Essentials, you're probably not going to be deploying to multiple servers, but that option for those using the full-blown product would be available. And with that, I will turn it back over to Dan.
Thank you, Dave. So what I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about the packaging as well as the target market. So as we move into slide number 24, what's the target market for Maximo Asset Management Essentials? And really it includes the general business or SMB organizations across geographies and industries. Obviously, you may have within your areas particular relationships that we would like you to leverage, and hence the objective to make it available to general business for that purpose. So a typical customer is an organization with less than $100 million in revenue and typically less than 1,000 employees. Now, again, there are always exceptions to the rules, but this is what we look as a good target market. They would have single facilities, there may be small manufacturers, educational institutions. A single campus would really be the ideal type customer for this. The other target market are departments and small sites within a larger organization. And these might be organizations that are very decentralized so that there isn't a corporate standard at this point. Or there may be organizations that have an ERP-type system that is used across the enterprise, but there may be certain departments or areas that will need the deep-level functionality, but they're not looking for something to roll out across the board at this point. But this would allow you to do future upgrades to a full enterprise product. But one of the key issues that to understand up front, before you position Essentials, are the limitations that are available. So again, as Tom mentioned earlier, the idea for these would be to lead in with the full-blown product because it gives them the opportunity to grow a lot easier, gives you opportunity for additional revenue. But if that's not a fit, then essentials would be appropriate if customers understand clearly what the limited functionality set is, the fact that essentials licenses are limited to one per site, so you cannot serve multiple sites with a single installation. You can't do mix and matching of essentials licenses with enterprise licenses. Clients won't be able to append multiple essentials licenses to get over the 25-user limit. And the other restriction is that clients won't be able to connect multiple essentials licenses either to each other or to the full-blown product. Because, again, the objective here is to deal with a single install, a single site, not to be able to network these small implementations. As we move into slide 25, let's talk in more detail about those restrictions. So the maximum number of users that any one customer or site can purchase for maximum asset management essentials is 25. That will be limited in a number of different ways, but again, what's key and critical is that maximum number of users. You can't buy a 26. You can't buy another set of 25s and get you over that. There is a one essentials per site restriction. And again, that's critical to understand so that when you're sizing up the client, when you're talking to the client, they have a very good understanding. We want to make sure that we have good customer satisfaction, and understanding limitations up front with this product is critical. As we discussed, you can't mix and match essentials users with enterprise users. So if a customer already has an enterprise license or enterprise users and they now want to buy essentials, that really would not be a good fit unless it's a standalone type application or facility that won't be connected and where they won't be using any of the enterprise users. You cannot append multiple essentials licenses, as we discussed, to get over that 25 user per entity. And you can't connect multiple essentials licenses to each other or to other maximal asset management products. From an organizational reach, what we've done is limit the site, the number of sites, the number of functionalities that are available. And again, the reason for this is originally we were going to limit functionality in order to be able to separate one product from the other. What we heard back from partners, from you, from customers, from our direct sellers is that that really would not be a good fit. Instead, what we've done is provide all of the basic functionality that a customer needs, but instead limited it by organizational reach. So what that means is that there is a single site, there's a limitation to a single organization within that. We also have language restrictions so that a customer would be able to use a base language plus one additional language. And what we heard is that that should be sufficient for most of our customers around the world. And there also are currency restrictions so that the customer can run the application in a single base currency to run their business. Now, we are allowing customers, if they need to generate documentation in multiple currencies because they're doing business across geographical or political boundaries and they need to use other currencies for that, that will be allowed, but the internal running of the business will be limited to a single currency. As we move into slide 26, some more details as to what is not included. And we wanted to spend a good amount of time on this so that you can understand this and you can clearly communicate this to your customers. And again, being able to size it up to the appropriate customer. So advanced applications are not included, nor are they available for purchase with Essentials. So a customer with Essentials the Essentials product does not include advanced functionality like workflow, condition monitoring, desktop requisition, financial cost management, routes, hazards, precautions, lockout, tagout, and safety plan. So these applications have been removed or are not available to essential customers. Another key point is that additional components and advanced functionality are not available for purchase with Essentials. So a customer who buys an Essentials license cannot buy industry solutions on top of that. They cannot buy spatial, linear, calibration, change and corrective action manager, SLA manager, as well as the ERP integration modules, such as SAP and Oracle. And the reason for that is, again, we're trying to limit it to the market, and most of our customers in that market really can't afford either SAP or Oracle. And what we've done is make available the generic MIA so that they can interface to some of the types of systems that they may be working with at this point. Now, customers who need any of the above functionality would be a much better candidate for Asset Management Enterprise products instead of trying to limp along, if you will, with the Essentials product. On slide 27, we wanted to talk about the upgrade path for Essentials. And granted, Essentials is a brand new product, so there isn't anybody who's going to upgrade right now. But it's something to keep in mind for you to upsell in the future, as well as for the customers to understand, again, this is not a throwaway solution. This is future-proofing your investment. So Essentials is a subset of Maximal Asset Management functionality. It shares the architecture and the code base. It is simply the same code base and the same architecture with a license key that restricts access to some of the applications and advanced functionality that are not included. So the upgrade path from Essentials to the full-blown enterprise product is transparent. All it requires from a technical standpoint is a new key to unlock that functionality. So what that means is if a customer is on 7.1 Essentials and next year they need additional functionality, and they want to move to 7.1 enterprise product, there's no need to migrate any data. There's no need to upgrade software. It's really a transparent move. And again, this is part of the upselling and the future-proofing of their investment that is very critical here. Again, not having to settle for second best because they're a small organization that does not have the financial resources to purchase the full-blown product is a critical messaging here. So from a suggested upgrade pricing, and again, this is suggested because at this point there isn't anybody who's going to need to do this, but our thoughts, we wanted to share our thoughts with you around that. We would make it very straightforward. So a customer that is on maintenance for Essentials that wants to upgrade to the full-blown product, all they would have to pay is the delta or the difference in pricing between the Essentials license and the full-blown license. So we're not penalizing them in any way, shape, or form for having an entry-level product and then moving up. It's just a straight difference. A customer that does not have maintenance, however, would either have to buy the full-blown license for the enterprise product, or one of the options that we're talking about is to allow them to have to buy 2 years of back maintenance and then buy the delta. Obviously, the objective here and the incentive here is for customers to stay on maintenance and support because that serves all of us. On slide 28, we want to talk about what are the options that are available for Maximal Asset Management Essentials for purchase. So the only option that is specific to Essentials is the generic Maximal Enterprise Adapter or generic MIA. And what we heard and what we've decided to do is to split the MIA as a chargeable component from the core product because not every organization that we're going to target here is going to need to interface Maximal to other systems. And we wanted to make it cost-effective for those who didn't. And those who do require that functionality, we wanted to give them that capability. The current options that are available for purchase from the Maximal catalog, if you will, are Maximal Work Manager, the Mobile Work Manager, the Mobile Inventory Manager, as well as Microsoft Project Adapter. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Tom to cover the routes to market. Tom?
appreciate it. Nice job. If you go to the next page, which is 29, before we get into this, when we get to Q&A, I just wanted to remind the IBMers, if we can give the partners the preferential queuing so they can get their questions in, I'd appreciate it. On page 29, if you will, once again, to reinforce that the partners are the primary route to market for pre-sales and post-sales. As you know, we've got very deep Maximo direct sellers out there with industry expertise. And those who do come across or focus in the upper end of general business, looking for pre-sales cooperation out of them with you to help close the business and then for them to pass leads to you for closure and implementation. I think you'll see that behavior, but you might see things vary. But that is a design point, and that is what the direct sales force is working on as a model to execute on. In terms of partners who we feel are right for Maximo Essentials, this really applies to and can make an impact in the market, their go-to-market is really targeted to general business market. That's their customer set, that's their messages, that is the relationships they have that are local, that IBM does not have, that you've got in the territories that you serve and the industries you serve. Obviously, hands-on experience with the product and the industry expertise is critical to Maximo, just as it is for Maximo Essential, for Maximo Enterprise, excuse me. So that's the route to market and the profile of the business partners and how you'll collaborate with the direct sales force. Moving to page 30, here we are at the webcast, giving you the information on what we've got planned, what Maximo Essentials is, and some of the go-to-market. We'll be providing you by Pulse, which is next Sunday, customer presentations, reference cards, sales flash, and then a little bit after Pulse, we'll have a solution sheet available for you. We are packaging this up and other content in what we call a channel play, which is for you, meaning we package things up so you can take essentials to market, both in marketing activities and sales activities, and be successful. We'll have that shortly after Pulse. On the implementation side, and let me just say a word about implementation. When you approach a general business customer, it's obviously a total solution cost. So we've done something to make a subset of Maximo into Maximo Essentials, but that needs to be coupled with proportionate services. So we're going to try to help more and more to drive down the services cost and the time to implementation as much as we can, but I'd encourage you to develop and shorten your services engagement time while still providing the same value. One of the things we're going to provide you is a deployment redbook. If you're familiar with redbooks, they're world-class implementation and deployment guides built for the implementer to more effectively implement the solution with some tips and techniques and where the minefields are. We'll have that out by July. That is built by partners. I've got a team sitting in Austin, Texas right now with partners around the globe who are very fluent in Maximo and do approach the general business market. So we'll look for that out in July 08. You'll see that on the Redbook website, which is www.redbook.ibm.com, and you'll be able to see the draft before July. We really don't think there's going to be any implementation training for the existing Maximo partners. You're proficient in Maximo Enterprise. You've got the skills, and this is a subset of the product. So we don't expect much implementation training required. Fulfillment. This is going to be available in Passport Advantage as well as FCT, just like the rest of the 7-1 portfolio, the Maximo 7-1 portfolio, announced later next week. Let me pass this back to Dan now.
Thank you. So in conclusion, in slide 31, the objective for Maximo Asset Management Essentials is to address the untapped general business market opportunity, to provide a competitive offering to regain Maximo's market position in that general business. We also want to prevent cannibalization of the enterprise sales by segmenting the general business market and limiting organizational size as well as advanced functionality. As Tom discussed, it will be sold and implemented primarily through channel partners. We wanted to have a sharp focus on simplicity, leveraging the maximal architecture to the general business to enable future enterprise upsells and viable departmental sales. And again, key messaging is we want to make sure that our customers understand that they don't have to settle for second best, even if they are a small and mid-sized organization. They can, in fact, implement the leader at the appropriate level. And that concludes the presentation portion of today's Tivoli Talk. I want to thank you all very much for spending the time. And with that, James, I'd like to turn it over to you for the Q&A session.
Thank you, Mr. Metlis. Today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow someone to reach our equipment. Once again, that's star 1 if you have a question, or we'll pause for a moment. Once again, that is star 1 if you have a question. And we have a question from Jeff Barrett.
Oh, hi. Question for Dave primarily. In the old days, part of the restriction on a cut-down version of Maximo was to stop DB config and user interface configuration. Do they still have access to those sort of tools, Dave? For this?
Absolutely. Database configuration and the UI application designer tool, all part of the Essentials product. As is escalations. So, workflow is not included, but escalations is. So, as you know, Jeff, there's lots that you can do with escalations that eliminates the need for workflow in a lot of cases.
Excellent. Oh, that's good news, and it's good to see that it's back on the sales book. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question will come from Angel Segreto.
Yes, my question is about pricing. When are we going to have available prices for Essentials?
Hey, I'll take that question. So the product is going to be made available at the same time as fall, so that's when we'll be able to share formal pricing. But just to give you a ballpark, the pricing for the licenses for Essentials are going to be less than 50% of the current enterprise product. So it really gives you a good price point to be able to address the small and mid-sized business market. So again, the ballpark will be less than 50% of the current enterprise pricing, and we'll be able to share that with more details when we make the formal announcement at Pulse.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And for those of you outside of Pulse, it'll be available through the traditional IBM announcement process. So right at that time, you'll get it as well.
We'll move on to Derek Darkowski.
Hey, guys. A quick question about user counts in this new pricing formula. What if the customer has, let's say, a need for 10 Maximo licenses and 25 mobile licenses? Does that put them outside of the range? In other words, do the mobile user counts count towards the 25 total? See what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying, and no, they don't. Again, they're named users, so as long as the users are the same, then that's not a problem. So if a customer wants to buy 25 user licenses for the product, and in addition to that, they need 10 mobile users, then that would not be a challenge.
Okay. Well, great. And will the pricing for mobile be the same as the current pricing for mobile, or will that be roughly half of what the price is for the enterprise? You know what I'm saying? You know how you're cutting the price?
Yeah, the price differentials will only impact the Essentials specific. So the product, the Essentials user license And then there will be separate pricing for the generic Mia, but all the other products will be at the current list price.
So if I'm correct in underhearing you then, that a normal Maximo user under Essentials will actually be less than what we're charging for a mobile user?
That is possible. Again, there's always opportunities for...
I mean, that's the fact, right? Based on, I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying, because mobile Maximo, work managers, whatever, 20-some hundred or dollars or whatever per user, and then this Essentials product per user would net into the... I don't know what the numbers are, but you know what I'm saying? I've got some concern there. I don't know if you guys have looked at that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but what we focused on was the Essentials and then what would be available from the standard product list. We're not reducing in any way the mobile functionality, so although I understand your point, we wanted to differentiate Essentials from the full-blown product, and it's something that we can take offline or talk about in more detail later.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
As a reminder, that is star one if you have a question. We'll now hear from Jerry Shinsky.
Actually, some of my questions have already been answered, but I'd like to revisit the one that Derek asked. Does that mean that if I license 25 essential users, that I can also license an additional 10 mobile work management users, that so that I have a total workforce of 35, 10 that are coming in via mobile and 25 via desktop?
The objective was, or the objective is, if a customer has 25 users, 10 of those could be mobilized. Again, the objective is not to allow them to now have 35, 45, 55, because that really defeats the purpose. So the key objective was to limit it to those type of organizations that have a 25-user workforce from a maintenance and asset management standpoint, and if some of those need to be mobilized, then to make those available.
Thank you for the clarification.
No problem.
We have a follow-up question from Angel Segredo.
Yeah, what about product availability? When will we have it ready to start projects with customers?
Product will be made generally available right after Pulse.
Okay, and the second question is, if we have a large corporation, in our case we have a large corporation that has six major companies, that would be users of Maximo for the full-blown solution, and then 10 small companies. Does it mean that we can sign a deal that includes 10 companies using the essentials, so that would be 250 essentials, plus six other large customers inside the same deal using Maximo, the full-blown solution?
That is possible, but just for the point of clarification, they don't get 250 users. They get 10, 25 users. So
exactly.
The objective there, and again, it's critical to clarify these so that a customer does not get the wrong impression. They will not be able to connect these essentials licenses to each other, nor to their enterprise system. So if the pricing or if it's appropriate and they have small sites, then Essentials might be a fit. But again, they need to be standalone applications that are not communicating to each other. The goal here is to go for separate entities or separate organizations rather than trying to bundle these into a packaged deal. If you're dealing with a large contract or if a large organization, you're probably better off going with the full-blown enterprise and working through the process to show them the benefits of the full enterprise as opposed to doing, giving you 500 users of enterprise and then trying to somehow bundle essentials. That's not the goal. That's not the objective.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
And there are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Davis for any additional closing remarks.
Yeah, I think we're set. We're at the top of the hour. I wanted to thank our partners for their attendance here. We have a very good turnout and for the interactive dialogue. This isn't the end. We obviously are going to continue to do this at Pulse at one of the breakout sessions of the Business Partner Summit in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. And we will continue to be in touch with you. Look on, I will overemphasize, Tivoli Knowledge Center, which is the portal we built for you for the channel plays and continued amount of content for you to use for marketing and selling this solution. Hope this hits the mark for you. You've been asking for it. We delivered it. And we look forward to some good selling in 2Q and for the rest of the year. So thanks for your time, and have a great day.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation, and have a nice day.